Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Dr. Philip Bruner of Washington County Hospital and Clinics about women's health. January is National Cervical Health Awareness Month.
January is Cervical Health Awareness Month. And first, what should women know about routine for good cervical health? What should they be doing annually or more than that?
Well, first we recommend that all women have annual G1 exam. Of course, in the guidelines for pap smears has evolved over the years. Used to be we recommended that women start having pap smears when they become sexually active or the latest age 18, and then we recommended thereafter that they have them every year. Those guidelines have dramatically changed over the years, and currently we recommend they'll start till age 21.
And after that, how often should they have those, every year?
Well, at age 21, we recommend that women have pap smears every 3 years. That's in normal, non-immunocompromised women, and they should have one every 3 years until age 30. And then at age 30, we start recommending that they have them every 3 years. If it's just cytology, at age 30, you can also opt to do it every 5 years if you have a high-risk HPV test in conjunction with your pap smear.
And about 13,000 women in the U.S. die each year from cervical cancer. So do you recommend the vaccine to help prevent this?
Absolutely. The current recommendations for the vaccine are that we vaccinate women prior to exposure of the high-risk HPV. And the current recommendations are that girls get between age 9 and age 26.
And is this something that is recommended for boys as well?
That's debatable. Of course, I don't deal with boys, but there is some data that shows that they would benefit as well.
And what are some of the things that women should be discussing with their doctors? Things that, you know, maybe they don't even talk about with their friends or family. You know, any kind of signs that might come up during the year that they should definitely mention when they're having their annual appointment.
It's very important that a patient tell the doctor anything that will affect your health, such as high-risk behavior, of course, list all your medications, any medical problems you've had previously. We're not here to judge you, or we're just here to help you. So it's very important that you tell your doctor anything. I can speak for myself, and of course, I think for Dr. Marthers as well, that we're just here to care about you and give you the best care possible.
And if somebody hasn't had a pap smear before, it might be something that's kind of nerve-wracking. Is there anything that you would say to those women?
It's obviously an odd test to have done by anybody, but the important thing is just to get it done. It's not a painful test. We understand that it's, you know, something nobody likes having done, but I think it's very necessary.
That's been today's Washington Page with Dr. Philip Bruner of Washington County Hospital and Clinics, speaking about women's health. January is National Cervical Health Awareness Month. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.